chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Homemade Soup of the Day begins Monday, October 3rd.
WLW Sports at the half finds a tie ball game between Lakers and Cassidy at 12-12. We'll get to that in just a second, but right now the band is on the field. Let's take a listen in on the WLW Sports Network, the marching Cassidy Redhawks, all 63 strong. The 63 member strong Cassidy marching band. And now Dave Hansen, watch, tell us how we got to these 12-12 tie at halftime.
Well, in the first quarter we had no score. We had four straight touchdown drives in the second quarter, starting with Nick Perry with a 9-yard touchdown run for Cassidy. The 2-point conversion pass no good. Cassidy leads 6-0. After the kickoff, the very first play for Lakers, Hunter Sealy breaks 57 yards later for a touchdown. The extra point was botched. There was no attempt. 6-6 is your tie. Then Cassidy responds with a nice drive, leading to a Brad Hacker 1-yard touchdown run. Again, the 2-point conversion pass was no good, 12-6. And with a minute 27 left in the first half, Keegan Valentine scores on a 7-yard touchdown run, but the extra point was wide right. 12-12 is where your game's at now.
As far as time of possession goes, it was mostly Cassidy until the last 4 minutes of this first half. Cass City with a total of time possession with 14 minutes, 10 seconds, compared to Lakers 9 minutes, 50 seconds in the first half. Tied at 12-12. Let's take you through the team stats. Lakers has 248 yards of total offense, 159 from rushing the ball and 89 from passing. For Cass City, 171 rushing, 38 passing for a total of 209 offensive yards. Cass City is led by Nick Perry with 10 carries for 78 yards and one touchdown. Close behind, Brad Hacker, 11 carries for 72 yards and a touchdown. T.J. Moore, 5 carries for 27 yards. The quarterback, Sandon Cuthrell, brought the down backfield twice for negative 6 on the night. Sandon Cuthrell passing is 3 for 4 for 38 yards. His long is 15. That was to Brendan Hamilton. He has a completed pass to Nick Perry as well for 13. And Cole Chippy for 1 for 10 yards. For Lakers offense, 23 plays rushing the ball for 159 yards. They're led by Hunter Seeley. 8 carries, 92 yards, and 1 touchdown. That's an 11.5-yard average per carry. Close behind, not quite, Brennan Wisner, 6 carries, 31 yards. Keegan Valentine, 3 carries for 13 yards and a touchdown, as well as Jacob Kretschmer, picking up when Hunter Seeley was sidelined with 6 carries for 23 yards on the night. Brennan Wisner through the air, 5 for 8 for 89 yards, no interceptions. His long is 26 yards to Keegan Valentine. He also had a completed pass to Keegan Valentine early on in this game for 25 yards. Keegan Valentine with 51 receiving yards on the night. Brandon Wischlager, 1 for 2 for 18 yards. Jacob Kretschmer, 1 for 1 for 13 yards. And Travis Deering, 1 for 1 for 7 yards. Dave Hansen, what do you see so far?
Well, very impressive. I was surprised to see both of these teams throw the football like they did. More so, I'm surprised Cass City did, but I don't think either of us expected Sandon Cuthrell to start this game. And he was very impressive, 3 for 4 in the first half. He was incomplete on his first try, but after that, he was a perfect 3 for 3 since then. And for big gains, too. We're not talking a couple-yard passing plays. We're talking throws down the field for 15, 10, and 13 yards, respectively. He's been very good, and I think that single-handedly has kept Cass City in this game. They have the yards, not quite as much as Lakers, but they have the total team yardage. The difference, though, I think that's kind of kept the Lakers' defense off balance a little bit is the fact that Cuthrell has completed some passes, and that's prolonged a couple of Cass City drives and helped them score the touchdowns. Otherwise, I think Lakers might have a small lead in this game.
For Lakers, they have 29 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss, and 1 sack, 2 tip passes, 1 forced fumble, 1 recovered fumble, and only 1 penalty on defense. For the Cass City Redhawks, 23 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss, no sacks, 1 tip pass, and 1 recovered fumbles, 4 penalties for 35 yards. For Cass City, they're led in tackling by Brendan Hamilton with 4, T.J. Moore at 3, and then a whole slew at 2. Nick Perry, Lucas Stern, Brad Hacker, Shade Personowski, Jared Nagel, Kyle Schmotzer, and Hank Janik. Brady Warford with 1, as well as Cole Chippy, who went down with a late injury. He seems to be okay. Tackles for a loss. Brady Warford for 1 yard. Dalton Powell for 3 yards. And Lucas Stern with the other tackle for a loss for 2 yards. The one tip pass went into the Brad Hacker. Fell incomplete. And the face mask. Penalty for 15 yards. A hold for 10. And 2 illegal procedures for Cassidy's defense. Lakers defense. They are led by 4 tackles apiece. Keegan Valentine, Brennan Wisner, Hunter Seeley, and Jacob Kretschmer each with 4. Taylor Cady with 3 tackles, Hunter Brandon Wischlager with 2, as well as Travis Deering and Zach Gertzenberger. That's the ghost number 4 out there tonight. Bailey Kruszewski, Brady Wren, Brady Smith, Cody Brownell each with 1 tackle apiece. Tackles for a loss, Bailey Kruszewski for 1 for 4 yards, and Brandon Wischlager the other for 6 yards. Keegan Valentine also with a sack on the night for 8 yards. Tip pass goes to Brady Smith. Keegan Valentine forced a fumble. Brandon Wischlager recovered that fumble. And just 1 illegal procedure for Laker defense.
Yeah, again, Lakers defensively played a pretty good game so far. And has Cass City done the same? These teams very equal right now. The defenses have, in the first quarter, bended but did not break in the second half. Boy, neither team could find out how to stop the other team. It was an offensive explosion in the second quarter. I'm not sure what to expect here in the third quarter. We'll see if each team can make the proper adjustments on defense. But, man, both teams have a nice run-pass combination right now, and that makes for good offense.